Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Man, we're here doing the Aftercast. Betty Rock and Gavin are at home. They were both snowed in because Betty Rock lives where I used to live, and there is a massive hill. And her little car, Jubal, she would have just started and just slid straight down across the road and into the freeway. Because that
would have been horrible.
You saw your neighbors trying to get out, and they couldn't get out, could they?
Yeah, I took a video of them. It was so fun to watch.
Instead of helping, I videotaped.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, it was two guys. They can handle it. They don't need scrawny little me. But I had my lights on. I was getting ready and everything this morning, but I heard this little scrape, scrape, scrape out in the middle of the, you know, morning. And I'm thinking, oh, somebody's trying to get out. So I turn off all my lights and I open the blinds and I get my phone and I start filming them. And it was my neighbors from upstairs, their roommates, and one was trying to get his car out of the parking lot and he couldn't even do that. So his roommate came out to help him push the car out and they couldn't even do that either. So I guess they gave up.
Well, because we had hotels booked. There's a hotel right around the corner from the station. And so, like, I left yesterday afternoon to go stay at the hotel. And I left before it got really bad. And, like, I had to drive 20 miles an hour. And all my back roads weren't plowed. And they have, like, steep drop-offs. And it was a little hairy. But, like, once you got to the freeway, it wasn't too bad. And so I stayed at a hotel last night. And just so I could just drive right here real quick. And I thought Gavin was going to come down, too. And so I was calling Gavin. I'm like, hey, man, let me know when you get here. You know, if it's too bad, you know, don't worry about it. Did you try to use your car or your wife's car? Because one of you, because she has like an SUV, right?
She does. So we had originally tried hers, and then that one like couldn't back up too far, and so we were like, okay, that one's just kind of not looking like it's gonna work. So we moved to my car because I didn't want to do just one car and then say, okay, that didn't work. I don't even think the next one worked. I tried to get like all of my bases covered because I did. I really wanted to get down for the show. And so we tried backing up my little Civic, which again, like from the get-go, like probably wasn't going to work, but we were like, got to try.
Right. Yeah,
so
you have to try.
Yeah, I'm not going to not try. So I back it up and with the help of Haley pushing the car as well. And then we drove.
I love that you made your wife push. This is what I love about the two of you. Betty Rock not helping, but videotaping, and you making your wife push the car. You guys are the best.
Yeah. It was tough, too, because then I tried to pull forward, and I was going, like, I went a little further. I go, okay, good. And then my car gives this little light sign that's like, oh, you're swerving. And then I got stuck. And so we ended up having to, and this is where it did work, where like my wife got in the car, we put it in neutral, and then we were able to push the car a certain amount of feet, and then we were struggling, and one of my neighbors actually came. She had seen us, she was walking her dog, so she saw we were struggling.
Oh, you hear that, Rock?
I'm saying she, yeah. Oh, yeah, and yeah, the fact that helpful neighbor, and she came down in this like green Grinch onesie and helped us push the car into a new spot.
Classy.
And then after that, I was like, well, I'm going to call Wally and explain that I couldn't get out of the parking lot.
Well, it was so late. Like by the time you called me, cause we had talked earlier, I thought you were there. So like I got your call. I'm like, oh, cool. He made it. Cause I had Monopoly Deal ready to go. I brought that with me. The hotel that I stay at, when it's snowy like this, they have free dinner, like at 5 o'clock.
I missed free dinner.
You missed free dinner, man. Like normally Rock's in it for that just alone. But you didn't miss much. It was just chicken fingers last night, and they weren't all that good.
It took a long time, like the first go around, to try and get Haley's, and then my car, we ended up using a spatula to try and scrape off the ice, and then a while to actually get the car back into its spot. And then I'm like, by that time, yeah, I think I called you around 4:30, and it was probably getting dark soon too, so
yeah,
that was eventful.
So we're going to do this again tomorrow like this because I'm going to stay another night because I don't want to be driving like an hour basically to get here at 4 a.m. with the roads like they were. And so we're going to do this hybrid Zoom thing like we did for a while during COVID. So at least we have the technology to do it, which is so good. But it's crazy how just a little bit of ice or snow can like lock you in to your like apartment. I remember we had really bad flooding here one year, and it was the year I lived where Betty Rock lives in that complex. And it was so much water, we couldn't even leave. It was flooding out the roads right there. And like that apartment complex is up like on this hill, and like bad weather, you're like, well, you'd hunker down because you're not going anywhere.
yeah. Yeah. And that's what they did too. They sent out like the apartment complex. They sent out an email to all the residents just saying, hey, you don't need to go down this hill.
Okay. Now here's the big question though. Here's the big question. Lady Rock, do you call and order any food today? Like for delivery?
No, because I would have. They would be expecting a big fat tip.
Because you're putting them in harm's way. You can't even get out of your apartment complex. You don't want somebody else to be having to fight to get in the apartment complex.
That's what I'm saying.
You did
not
say that.
I'm not going to do it. That's exactly what I said. They're going to risk their life to get me food, and they're going to expect a big tip. I don't want to do it, so I'm not going to order it.
I hope that there is like one guy out there who threw like chains on his tires, and he was just like, I'm gonna get every delivery today.
Yeah,
this I bet is my there is this is my day who has done that. Yeah
he's the DoorDash king, you know.
Yes,
but you know, here's the flip side of that though. The flip side of that conversation is that somebody who depends on this for a living, like having a day off because everyone has a snow day, can hurt them financially. And so maybe they would rather risk driving in the snow to bring Betty Rock jalapeno poppers and get a good tip, you know? And like, so maybe you're actually doing someone a favor by ordering something.
You know what? I was just thinking I could actually kill two birds with one stone. I could order food by someone who's already, I know, is out.
I'm not bringing you anything to eat. You're on your own. I see where you're going with that, but that's not happening. Oh, man. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got for least of these for Aftercast?
A new study shows that Disney Plus, the streaming service, is on track to beat out Netflix with more subscribers
by
the year 2026.
That's not far away.
No, that's fantastic. No. I am a new I'm a new Netflix subscriber. I avoided them for years, and then I had my brother's login. So I found myself watching more and more. And so my wife was like, we should get our own login. So I said, fine, great. And I've actually enjoyed a lot of the documentaries. And like, I don't watch a lot of the movies, but I watch a lot of the series and stuff. And so I've enjoyed it. Like, it used to be a waste of time for me, and then it got better for what I like to watch. But Disney Plus, I have Disney Plus because we got that for my daughter who's 22. But she loves Disney.
She doesn't live with you anymore either.
I know, but she still has it. But I never watch it. Like, I never watch Disney Plus. But I'm glad it's doing well because I had a bunch of stock in it when I was working there. And so, like, it's just, it's sailing. So I'm, please subscribe. Like, you're going to help me retire. If you want me to retire earlier, buy a bunch of that stock. Lady Rock, are you buying some?
I have a funny... No. If it helps you, no, I'm not doing it. But if... I have an odd reason for liking this news about Disney Plus beating out Netflix, because to me, Netflix has kind of done their thing where they don't do... Like, I feel like everything on there is rated mature.
Yes.
Or like mature audiences only kind of thing. And I don't like that because it's kind of like they're in their own world. I don't know how to explain it, but to me, Disney Plus, you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It's all a bunch of good content, or like feel good, all about families, kids and stuff. So if all that content is getting more to people than Netflix doing another drug bust show, I'm all for it.
Here's the thing about like Netflix is doing now. I think you're on point, Rock. They're doing a bunch of shows kind of like what HBO did. They've done it historically. They did it with Game of Thrones. Like, they take like a story that could be an interesting story just in and of itself, but they make it super salacious and they make it super sexual.
Yeah.
And so then people watch that because they get the story, and then they get a little bit of the other kind of raunch with it that they're looking for without it being like hardcore. And so like there's a market for that, and so they're super serving that. But boy, as you're a parent, you've got to patrol your Netflix definitely with your kids, because there's like a show called Bridgerton, I guess, that a lot of people are talking. I see like my wife, a bunch of her people she follows or her friends talk about it, and they're like, yeah, it's really good stories, but there's just too much sex stuff with it. And like, so I watched one episode of it, and I was out, like, not even for the sex stuff. I just could not stand it. But like... It just wasn't. I did not enjoy it. But
like, well, it's definitely like a period drama.
Yeah, like Jane Austen kind of stuff, you know. And so, like for me, like I get that there's a market for it, but boy, it just seems like you're on point with so many things they do now have that stuff in it that you could actually tell a good story without having the salacious stuff in it, and let the story be what drives it. You know, like take it, for example, The Blind Side. That's a great movie. Great story. Doesn't need anything salacious in it. It doesn't even need to be Christian per se, like overly. I'm not even advocating for that. I'm just advocating for good, solid storytelling that doesn't need all of the other garbage with it, you know. I think it works. I think you would actually make money on that.
Or content that you don't have to worry about, like watching with your parents or watching with your kids. And being like, ugh.
There's a you lot know? Of shows from when I was younger. I remember things holistically. Like, I remember, did something make me feel good or bad overall? And I very rarely remember all the minute details of something. And so, like, I'll go through and I'd be watching something, like, with my mom or whatever. And go, oh, I love this movie. This is great. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, whoa, I forgot about that. Oh, wow. And, like, I'm 50, you know, or 52. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, Ma. You might want to close your eyes here, you know. But I'd forgotten that was in there because I just don't remember that stuff. I just remember the overall was something good or bad contextually, you know. Yeah.
And you're the only one I know that, or so you claim, never checks ratings before you go see the movie.
I don't. Yeah.
Just go see the movie. I find that hard to believe. But if that is true, I've never heard of anyone else saying that. Like, you always check the ratings.
I did. What happened was I got into the habit with my A-list. And so with A-List, you'd see some trailer for some movie, and it's not costing you anything extra. So you go, oh, fine, let's go. And so then, yeah, I definitely went and saw some stuff. I'm like, oh, why is this bad? Oh, that's R. That makes sense. But I'm still floored by the amount of stuff that they say is okay for PG-13. Like, there's so much PG-13.
They're upping the ante for that, like, crazy.
Yeah, and you realize the whole point is that it's for 13 and above kids. They're exposing kids that are 13 to stuff they shouldn't be exposed to. It's crazy to me.
Well, in the 80s movies, those were the worst to me because I remember watching some of those and it said they're rated PG or whatever. And then you put on, like, Breakfast Club or 16 Candles and it's like, this isn't PG.
Oh, there was that time frame where it wasn't there only PG and then R.
R,
it
yes.
Wasn't, yeah. 13 didn't come about until right. a certain point.
Because a lot of movies from like the 80s ended up getting pushed into the R category for sure. But then PG-13 was kind of to find that middle ground between the two. But it really slid down. They just took what used to be an R and made it PG-13, which I don't think is healthy at all. But yeah, you talk about like remembering things holistically. Yeah, there are a bunch, like 16 Candles. You know, oh, that's a PG movie. Okay, that shouldn't be bad. Like, dadgummit, there's stuff in there too that if my daughter had been 12 or 13, I wouldn't have wanted her to see that. And then as an adult, you start to understand like why your parents tried to shelter you from different things, you know, like the things that you fought against, like, what is it? There's not a big deal. Or the music that you would listen to. I look back at it now from a different set of eyes and went, hey, I totally get why my mom and dad were like, no, I don't want you listening to that. Or I don't want you watching that because it's not good. You know, it's not good for you. But when you're a kid, you don't think that way. Well, Lady Rock, what do you got? Speaking of kids, kids have birthdays. Adults have birthdays. Let's do it.
Noah wants to wish Sister Eden a happy birthday. She's turning 13 years old. So happy birthday, Eden. Then Gabriel to my wife, Faith. I want to say happy birthday. Faith is a harpist, and she has been listening to the Wally Show for about 12 years.
Nice.
And then Alicia wants to wish her dad a happy birthday, saying he is a great guitar player and a cool dad.
I love cool dad. I like that she thinks her dad's cool. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. The question is, since it was recently Valentine's Day, do you have any interesting first kiss stories?
Okay. The only story I care about, because Lady Rock keeps her personal life on lock. It is like trying to break into Fort Knox that is placed inside of a volcano at the center of the earth. Like trying to like access that information is that difficult. But now we have to hear it. So Lady Rock, with that, I would love, I'm all ears.
Are y'all going to share yours too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, okay. But I definitely want yours.
Mine is not all that crazy. It was just a spin the bottle game. You know that game, spin the bottle?
How old were you?
Gosh, 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember, I was either 11 or 12. It was at a friend's house.
Sure.
And I remember she invited me over, but she didn't say that she was also inviting her boyfriend and some of his friends.
Mm.
But I knew them because we all went to the same school. But yeah.
I was hoping it was more from your adult years, because I don't know anything about your dating history as an adult.
You forget that's in a volcano.
Yeah, I know. That's my point. Like, what a bummer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like when you're a kid, I definitely remember like it's been the bottle. So you'd kiss somebody with the that the bottle landed on. Did anyone ever else experience, well, you're the all-time spinner. Like, they would just make me the spinner so no one had to kiss me. Yeah, that was the worst. Worst elementary school ever. Hey, could I just sit in the circle for a second? No, you're just the all-time spinner because you spin really well. Well, this isn't fun.
I thought how we played it was the spinner is the one that got to kiss whatever, like whoever the bottle landed on. That's not how you played it?
Oh, no, I guess not.
Well, wow, maybe, they told you some different rules.
Oh, they lied to me. Oh, they didn't want me there. And they were like, and we played it on a farm, and there were goats. Like, okay, you got to go kiss a goat now. Like, what?
No.
Okay, this
poor
is
young
great.
Wally.
Yeah. What about you, Gavin?
I think my first kiss was when was it? I think I was a sophomore in high school. I was dating my first girlfriend ever. We were walking home from school because I went to school on a military base, so everybody walked everywhere, and we were walking home, and she initiated the kiss.
Oh my goodness.
Which I don't think I would have been able to do, because I went from, like, basically went from I can't talk to girls to I have a girlfriend in this, like, new school I was in. So I still didn't know how to talk to girls at that point in my life, let alone go in for a kiss.
Yeah.
So
talking to girls is terrifying.
If she initiated, well, then why aren't y'all terrified and talking to me?
Well, because we can't hit on you. Like, like talking to girls that you want to hit on is like really difficult.
Yeah. Oh, you don't mean like women in general.
No,
you mean like when you were young.
No,
I see.
But even at like a young age, it's all still kind of nerve-wracking, at least personally, because like, not like, oh, any girl could be my girlfriend, but
he's already
I almost
getting
lived
nervous.
In that world where I was like, man, maybe I am a little bit nervous.
Wait a minute, I have a question. If she initiated the first kiss, did she initiate asking you out?
Yeah, she did it via a note too. That was I like you.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So you didn't really do anything.
No, not at that situation.
Did she initiate the breakup?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For the ride.
I had no say in that relationship.
Gavin's not even sure he was in a relationship. Like this, just everything just happened to him. It was just a whirlwind. That's funny. Like I get that when I was a kid, I was like super shy around girls because I knew even at a young age I wasn't working with a lot. Like I knew, like you could tell, like the guys that God had blessed with good looks. You know, like as a kid, you're like, okay, I know that's not going to be my thing. And you made me short, and I'm colorblind, and I can't see. I got Coke bottle glasses, but you're kind of funny, so I'm going to work that angle. But funny will always get you in the friend zone. Like you spend a lot of years in the friend zone when you're funny. And so that was my thing. But I remember. Oh, what was her name? I don't remember her name. But it was like really
young.
Don't
act like you don't know her name.
I don't.
You know her name.
No.
It's etched on your broken heart.
No, I'm getting her confused with another girl is the problem. And I cannot. Was it Blakely?
Becky.
No.
Becky.
No,
I
cannot.
Becky.
Yeah,
Karen.
I'm drawing a blank. And so.
Tiffany. Ugh.
Oh, she's the worst. Yeah, she dumped me. I remember this girl. I remember this girl. Okay, kind of like Gavin, because I was the same way. I remember this girl like initiated the kiss, and I'm like, oh wow, great. Now I think I have a girlfriend. And then she never talked to me again. Like that was then as a guy, you're like, okay, well, I obviously must have done something wrong. Like you don't know anything when you're like in fourth grade or fifth grade, so you're just like, what just happened? Then it all just, I have no idea. So I don't think I dated any girls like till I was in like junior high after that. So sad. Huh. Oh boy.
So we really don't have that interesting of stories.
No, not really good. So all right. Well, with that, I think that's gonna do it for your Aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.